Backstage Wife, the story of Mary Noble and what it means to be the wife of a famous star. It is fairly late at night in Bermuda as Julia Dixon returns to her hotel after an evening spent with her newly acquired admirer, Oliver Wilson. And as they stand together on the terrace and look at the moon, we hear...
Why do you keep saying you must go in so soon, Julia?
Because it's late, Oliver.
Oh, what difference does that make? It's a beautiful moon, Julia. And you look lovelier than ever in the moonlight. Why spoil this enchanted hour by going inside?
I must get my sleep.
Nonsense. Sleep in the morning. Sleep till noon. Then I'll come by and we can take a picnic lunch out to one of the beaches. We'll ride bicycles. I'll arrange for them.
I don't believe I can make any plans for tomorrow, Oliver.
Well, why on earth not?
Because I really must get back to the States.
You mean that jealous Rupert Barlow can't bear to have you out of his sight so long?
Hardly that.
Do him good to wait for a bit. He's probably used to having people hurry to do his bidding.
You're perfectly right about that, Oliver, but even so...
Julia, you know how exciting I find you, how I've tried to monopolize your time since the day we met.
Yes. It's been wonderful.
Well, then, why must you tear yourself away?
You just don't understand. I have many things that I must do, and I've stayed far too long as it is.
What things?
I must get back to my home. You don't realize what a responsibility it is to run a large estate like Rupert Barlow's, to keep everything going smoothly.
It must be a beautiful place.
It is. It's very beautiful.
Those pictures you showed me, is it really as tremendous as all that?
Yes, I'm afraid it is.
And the place is called Oyster Bay.
Yes, that's where it's located, on Long Island.
Oh. I'm not going to let you go without a struggle.
You're very flattering, Oliver. But my little vacation is about to come to an end.
Oh, surely you can't be that anxious to get back?
No, as a matter of fact, I can say that I am.
Good. Because, you see, I may never find you again.
That will hardly be a great loss to an attractive young man like you.
Now I know you're fishing for compliments. Very well, Julia Dixon, I'll say it. I can't bear to let you go. If I could follow you, it would be different. If I could come to see you at that Long Island home. But of course I can't.
Why not?
My dear Julia, it would be impossible for me to get enough money to go to the States. I should have to be accepted as a guest before it would even be remotely possible.
But of course you'll be our guest. There's nothing that would please me more. Yes. It's a lovely idea, Oliver. Promise that you'll visit us at Oyster Bay very soon.
Us, my dear?
Yes, of course. You see, we live very close together, Rupert Barlow and I. And I do want you to meet him.
Well, I shall have to think about that. But let's go inside and have a drink. Then I can tell you why you really shouldn't cut this visit short.
And at the same time in Rosehaven, Long Island, Mary Noble has put in a long, intense evening with her house guest, Claudia Vincent. Although she finds herself more tired than she wants to admit, she is definitely not going to retire this evening before Larry returns from the theater in New York. Claudia, stretched out on the sofa, is reading a book, while Mary jabs with unusual ferocity at her needlepoint. Suddenly she puts it down and we hear...
I'm not being very sociable, am I, Claudia?
What did you say, dear?
Nothing, Claudia. I only remarked that I wasn't being very sociable. But if you're enjoying your book, then I guess there's no need for me to worry.
Oh, no need at all, Mary, dear. I'm having the most glorious time. Really, this is a charming house. I could spend the rest of my life right here and be quite happy.
That's nice of you, Claudia. But I'm sure you have lots of plans for your future.
Not lots, Mary. Only one.
Oh?
I'm going to bring Rupert Barlow to terms for the first time in his life or know the reason why.
I wish you didn't feel so bitterly toward Rupert.
Why?
Only because it would be so much easier for you. I mean to say, it seems such a waste of effort to try to make him come to terms.
Well, what would you do if you were in my position, or hadn't you considered that?
I don't quite know. But I don't think I'd let myself get so violently upset. At least I hope I wouldn't.
That's just it, Mary. You hope you wouldn't. You don't know. If Rupert Barlow had stolen every penny of your family fortune and caused your own mother's death, don't you suppose you'd be inclined to be bitter?
Yes, of course. How long ago was this, Claudia?
Well, let me see. It was some time ago.
Was it before Julia Dixon became Rupert's social secretary?
Yes, of course. Do you suppose my mother would have tolerated such a situation? The idea.
I only wondered because Julia lived there more than 10 years ago.
So, you were trying to trick me into an answer. All right. So it was more than 10 years ago. Does that make his behavior any more justifiable?
Oh, no, Claudia, please don't misunderstand me.
I don't misunderstand you, dear. Not for one moment. I realize that you resent me being here.
I don't think that's quite fair.
Oh, it's no use denying it, I can tell. You can't wait for me to leave.
If I felt that way about you, you may be sure I wouldn't have invited you to be a guest in my home.
But you didn't. It was your darling husband who invited me.
You may as well understand, Claudia, that any friend of Larry's is a friend of mine, and welcome in this house.
Thank you, my dear. Because, you see, I was hoping we could continue to be friends. It meant too much to me when you were so kind right after we'd met. I was so ashamed of myself, crying and blurting out my innermost secrets before a perfect stranger. But you were so understanding, so very patient. And when you even gave me one of your lovely necklaces to wear, well, my heart simply burst with gratitude.
I'm so glad, Claudia. That necklace certainly prevented a tragedy when I grabbed hold of it and threw you off balance and spoiled your aim.
Then you actually believe that I meant to shoot Rupert Barlow?
People who carry guns usually mean to use them, particularly if the guns are loaded.
Oh, my dear Mary, you've been reading too many mysteries.
You did have a gun. It was loaded. And I heard you threaten to kill Rupert Barlow.
But of course, my dear. I was only trying to force his hand. And then you stepped in and spoiled everything.
Spoiled everything?
Well, of course. I had no idea you were standing right behind me. I'd have forced him to pay me off if you hadn't interfered.
I wish I were as confident as you are.
Oh, it was certain. He was frightened. I'd waved that gun in his face. I built up the scene for days. If you hadn't interfered, he would have given in quietly, and then I'd have left forever.
I'm not entirely convinced that your resentment against Rupert didn't unbalance you for the moment. I'm not at all sure you wouldn't have shot him then and there.
Oh, you really are naive, aren't you, Mary, dear? Do you suppose for one minute that I would have killed Rupert when he's my sole chance of getting my own fortune back? Mary, does one kill the goose that lays the golden egg?
Perhaps, if one is hysterical enough.
Mary, dear, I've cried my eyes out for years. That's all over. That's in the past. I'm coldly determined to make Rupert Barlow give me what is my own. He can easily afford it, you must admit that.
I don't know the facts.
I told you.
Since that day, I can't be sure.
Larry has hinted that Rupert Barlow may have tried the same squeeze play tactics with you, Mary.
What do you mean?
Well, he didn't go into detail, but isn't there something about a business deal?
Suppose you ask Larry.
It's none of my business, dear Mary, but don't be too ready to be taken in by Rupert's tricks. He's very clever. I'm the first to admit that. But he's entirely unscrupulous. I know what a terrific catch you'll be to whoever marries him. Not that she'll be happy, but the payoff, my dear.
Claudia Reed.
Just don't be tempted, Mary. I know you've been married to Larry Noble for years. Perhaps he doesn't appear to you in the same way he does to his adoring audience. They envy you. Remember that. Thousands of women would give their souls to be in your shoes, so take another look at him, Mary, and don't let yourself be tempted by Rupert Barlow's romantic lies and his unfulfilled promises.
Now, just a minute, Claudia.
Hello! Never saw so many lights. Not giving a soiree, are you? Hello, baby. Hello, Claudia.
Hello, Larry.
Darling, we've both been waiting up for you.
Well, lucky me. Two such lovely ladies. And boy, do I need some adulation. I'm really beaten down tonight.
Why don't you go to bed, darling? Take a nice hot shower and let me bring you a sandwich and a glass of milk.
Oh, thanks, honey, but I don't feel tired that way. As a matter of fact, I'd rather sit up for a while, smoke and talk some.
Would you like something to eat, dear?
Later, maybe.
Oh, poor Mary. She's been straining to keep awake for hours, Larry. What a dear, faithful wife she is. You ought to be ashamed to take her so for granted.
Is that right, honey? Well, gee, you didn't have to wait up, you know.
Don't be silly.
Oh, dear, I said a bad thing. I am so stupid, but it's true, Larry. Mary's worked too hard all day. Well, you don't have any idea what she accomplishes in one short day. And then you expect her to wait up for you.
Well, I know. Except Mary and I have some of our best family talks late at night. We're geared that way. At least, I never considered... But, Mary, you do look tired, honey. Why don't you go to bed?
Mary's eyes fill with tears as she faces her husband after this remark. We wonder what her answer will be. We'll be sure to be listening tomorrow to Backstage Wife, the story of Mary Noble and her husband Larry Noble, famous Broadway star.